from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, some New Jersey drivers who entered below Manhattan 60th Street and were supposed to get charged $9 on their Easy Pass received a surprise in the mail. NJ.com reports that instead of the expected $9 Easy Pass toll rate and the $3 credit for the Holland and Lincoln Tunnel tolls, they were billed for the full $13.50 congestion pricing toll. Drivers have now taken to social media to voice their complaints. According to an MTA spokesman and reported by NJ.com, any motorist with an Easy Pass account will receive the Easy Pass rate. However, the license plate must be listed on the account, and drivers need to make sure that their Easy Pass account is up to date with the current license plate and vehicle information. An Atlanta County man has admitted to a drunken high-speed crash that killed an 8-year-old boy.
Last week, 26-year-old Edward Johnston of Egg Harbor City pleaded guilty to aggravated manslaughter for causing the July 2023 death of young Javier Velez, who was napping in a parked car. The victim's father and brother were just outside the vehicle ending a fishing outing when Johnston veered into the car traveling about 107 miles an hour. Under a plea deal, Johnston is expected to face 15 years in prison. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A state grand jury has indicted 20 people accused of operating an opioid mill in North Jersey.
The Attorney General's office revealed the 53-count indictment on Wednesday. Authorities say the drug ring operated mostly in Patterson and Lodi from April of 2020 through October of 2023. 11 of the defendants have been arrested, but 9 remain at large. They face a laundry list of charges, including racketeering, promoting organized street crime, drug distribution near a school zone, and more. Rick Rickman, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A Bridgewater police officer is being hailed a hero for saving a driver from a burning car after a fiery crash on Route 22 early this morning. The collision between a Hyundai Elantra with two people inside and a tanker truck happened just after 2 a.m. near the Thompson Avenue exit ramp, News 12 reports. The vehicles caught fire, traveled 685 feet while stuck together. Officer Noah Alad on patrol nearby found the Hyundai driver, 44-year-old Peter Della Ventura, unconscious and trapped in the flaming car. The officer was able to rescue him. The others escaped with no problem. New Jersey 101.5 News Time is 9:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time is 9:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Temperatures are going down today and winds are going up. We could see some gusts 40 or 50 miles an hour later on. Wind advisory kicks in this afternoon. So temperatures will fall into the mid-40s or so this afternoon. Not an Arctic blast, just cooler. We'll see a mix of clouds and sun throughout the day. The gusty wind continues tonight. Clearing skies, chilly temperatures overnight, lows around 30, and we'll close out the work week tomorrow with another blustery day, mostly sunny and seasonable for your Friday, highs upper 40s. New Jersey weather made possible by the Ewing Diner. You've got to try Ewing Diner's happy hour, Monday through Friday from 2:30 to 8 p.m. Enjoy 10 different specials for under $16 that change daily, fresh, ingredient-inspired, and seasonal dishes that'll keep you coming back. Now open 24 hours.
Right now, Piscataway, 47 degrees. It's 48 in Point Pleasant, Camden, 47. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.